Welcome back to News at One. Well, hundreds of plumbers, fitters, welders and apprentices who are members of the Unite trade union are taking strike action in a dispute over travel allowances today. The full day work stoppage began at midnight and involves pickets being placed on selected large construction sites where members of the Mechanical Engineering and Building Services Contractors Association are carrying out works. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan, is on the line now. Brian, this dispute centres on travel allowances that were once paid to these workers, but what's the background?
Yeah, Cian, so if you go back to before pre-austerity times, if you will, before the economic crash of 2008, these contractors, these workers would have received payment for their travel time, an allowance effectively to compensate them for the fact that they have to travel to various sites around the country and that this costs them additional money. But after the 2008 financial crash, there was a cut to these travel time allowances. Now, Unite, the trade union, would say that this was supposed to be a temporary cut and that it should have been restored long ago, but it has not been, they would say. And they would say this is really hurting their members, given the cost of travel, the rising cost of diesel, and that it really is hitting them in the pocket and they need to see this travel time payment restored. Now, Unite would say this is a very long-running dispute and it has been going on for quite some time at this stage, and it's been before the various industrial relations machineries of the state, it's been before the WRC, it has been before the Labour Court, but it has not yet been resolved. And today, we see them taking to the picket lines. As you said in your introduction, this involves hundreds of welders, of fitters, of plumbers who are members of the Unite trade union. They have down tools, they've gone on strike, they've engaged in this 24-hour work stoppage, and they are staging pickets at some big construction projects for some big companies around the country. You're talking Intel, you're talking Diageo, the ESB, various heavy hitters out there. Those construction projects really disrupted today as a result of this action.
Well, you've mentioned some of the sites impacted. It has the potential to cause significant disruption. What's the fallout?
Yeah, so what you're going to see happening here with these individual workers that I say, the plumbers, the fitters, they've downed tools, they've gone on strike. So certainly that element, their work has paused. It should be said, in a lot of cases, it probably doesn't pause the overall construction project that would be on that day. It would depend on, I suppose, the union affiliation. It would depend on the views of other builders who are working there. But certainly on the ground here, the Unite people telling me that they have heard anecdotally, certainly stories of people maybe not turning up today, maybe taking a day's leave because they don't want to pass the picket, because they don't want to be seen to be going into work on a day when some colleagues are out protesting outside the construction site. And it should be said, this is a one-day, 24-hour work stoppage. However, they have warned that there will be further one-day stoppages over the coming weeks unless there is meaningful engagement from the employers. Now, from the employer's perspective, it would say, look, this travel allowance, yes, it was done away with back in the austerity times, back in the bad old times, but then it was restored in a different way. And they say it was factored into core pay and it was factored into hourly rates of pay, which means that actually many of these members saw their rates increase. They saw their pay go up. And of course, the employers are also saying that in recent times, there has been other pay deals done with the Unite trade union that has seen their members' pay going up. And they are saying this is a very disappointing dispute, an unnecessary dispute, and they're saying it shouldn't be happening.
Well, Brian, you've been on the picket line. You mentioned you were talking to some of the people there. Just remind us again of what they were telling you, and also, were you talking to the union?
Yeah, so I suppose, look, you speak to the guys on the picket line and they say this is about protecting the future of their sector. They're saying they suffered big cuts back in the austerity era following the economic crash. Now, they would say that, look, over the years, we've managed to claw back some of that, but not all of it. And they would point out that, look, many of the younger people who were coming out, many of the apprentices are just tempted to emigrate. They're not staying around in Ireland, such as the cost of living here, such as the cost of accommodation, the cost of rent, the inability to afford to buy your own home. They're saying many of them being driven abroad anyway. So the least they do is that we can at least claw this back for them and we can at least get a small payment back. And they're pointing out the fact that diesel is getting more expensive, things are getting more expensive in general, and they really do need what they see as a very small payment and a very small increase from companies and contractors, they say, that are incredibly profitable and can well afford it. Now, we're going to hear now from Tom Fitzgerald. He's the regional coordinator of the Unite trade union, and I've been speaking to him from the picket lines here. He's on the picket line with his members at the Diageo headquarters in Dublin.
In essence, it's about a cut that was delivered upon construction workers, plumbers, fitters and welders in 2011-2012 in the context, the economic context at that stage. We've been many years trying to get that restored. We've gone through the WRC, Labour Court, used all the state machinery. At this stage, the last option for us is to engage in industrial action, and that's why we have pickets out here today. We're hoping that this will result in the employers engaging with us in a meaningful way.
Brian O'Donovan, thank you. Now, for more on this, I'm joined by the employers group, the Mechanical Engineering and Building Services Contractors Association. They're a division of the Construction Industry Federation. Gene Winters, Director of Industrial Relations with the CIF, is on the line. Gene, the workers say this payment was taken away from them in 2008. We heard Tom Fitzgerald from the Unite Trade Union talking to Brian O'Donovan there, and their understanding is that it should be reinstated. What's your understanding?
Good afternoon, Cian. Well, the fact here is that there was an agreement reached with the two unions in the sector, of which Unite are one, in 2011, that the first hour of travel, which is the issue in dispute here today, was incorporated into the hourly rates of pay. Now, the result of that agreement is that the hourly rate actually increased, so there's a higher hourly rate of pay now paid for holidays and overtime as well. So that was an agreement that was freely entered into by all parties in 2011, and it is an agreement that is being honoured by ourselves and the other union in the sector.
But Tom Fitzgerald from Unite was telling Morning Ireland this morning that there was a review written into that 2011 agreement. That never took place. He's calling on employers to engage in this. Will you engage on it?
That's not actually the case, Cian. The pay agreements in the sector have been reviewed on several occasions. And since the end of the recession, say around 2016-2017, pay has been reviewed on several occasions, and there have been increases to date of over 26%. So mechanical workers, the workers we're talking about here, the plumbers, the fitters, the welders, they are the highest paid workers in the construction industry, and they have received increases in pay of over 26%. The most recent pay review took place with Unite in December 2023, so that's only some 8 months ago, and we negotiated an increase in pay with Unite at that time. And that agreement doesn't expire until the end of May 2026. So there was an increase in pay of a 1.5% paid just there 2 weeks ago. There'll be another increase in December and a further increase next year. So in total, since the agreement was reached in 2011 with Unite, pay will have increased by almost 31%.
But how do you engage on the travel allowances? Because, again, the union has said that it's been through the industrial relations machinery, the WRC, the Labour Court, and the option for them was to place pickets, and they're calling on employers to engage. Will you engage with them on this?
Of course we will engage with them on this. And
when?
We have advised the union of that. It is true to say that the issue was before the Labour Court in 2022. The Labour Court examined the agreement reached in 2011 and they took all the circumstances into account, and they didn't at that time recommend in favour of Unite. We have advised Unite that we are prepared to sit down and discuss the issue with them. There is a long tradition in the mechanical sector where all parties engage in collective bargaining. Now, unfortunately, there's been a departure from that practice over the past couple of years where Unite have stepped outside those processes. And we have advised Unite that we are prepared to sit down and talk to them, that we need to restore the traditional practice of engaging in collective bargaining with all parties involved in the sector. And that is the way that this issue can be resolved.
Gene Winters, Director of Industrial Relations with the CIF.